Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont has 125 town forests. A couple hundred years ago, these community-owned tracts of lands might be used to support poor farmers and townspeople and to provide timber and fuel for local families. These days, the town forests are more likely to be used for wildlife habitat and recreation, and some towns are struggling to manage their wildlands in a beneficial way. This weekend, officials from all over the state will gather in Barrie for the Vermont Town Forest Summit. Keith Thompson is the Chittenden County Forester, and he's with me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Take us to the woods. Describe one of the town forests that you work on in Chittenden County.
One of the ones that I've spent a lot of time on is the La Platte Headwaters Town Forest that's down in Hinesburg. That was acquired in 2008, I believe. That was a big collaboration between Vermont Land Trust, the Hinesburg Land Trust, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Forests and Parks, and Department of Environmental Conservation. And that was acquired to protect water quality, recreational opportunities, wildlife habitat. It's a really special property.
So if you go in there, what are you going to find? If you're wandering in Hinesburg and you find yourself in that town forest?
As you approach the town forest on the southern end off of Gilman Road, you've got a parking lot, a kiosk that describes the property and some of the trails that are there. And as you enter the forest, there's some really nice old pine trees. Recently, there was some blowdown that the town has grappled with. There's some recreational trails. And you're going to run into folks walking their dogs, cross-country skiing, and hunting.
Is that pretty typical for what happens in a town forest?
From town to town, it varies. Some towns own town forests primarily for recreation. If you go up the hill to the old town forest in Hinesburg, it's mountain biking, and that's the primary recreational use. But down at the La Platte Headwaters, it's not intensively used for recreation. It's much more about conservation for water quality and wildlife habitat, in particular the Indiana bat.
What about timber? Town forests have in the past been used for timber harvesting and fuel for families. Does that still happen?
Yes, it does. Many of these town forests are still managed for saw timber. I think initially the enabling legislation that allowed towns to acquire town forests was about timber management and the resource that comes from that. Right now, we've got a much larger demand for timber resources than there may have been then. But the value of actively managing and demonstrating good management on town forests is as important, if not more important, than it may have been so many years ago.
How is a town forest different from just, say, a park?
A town forest, I believe that you're really balancing a lot of different uses. A town park, you can imagine you go to a park. It's definitely a place for people. It's a place for recreation. But a town forest is a place where you have a lot of these intersecting needs, and there's this great balancing act that happens there.
So something like timber management, I mean, these are town forests. The towns are allowed to derive some income from these
yeah.
forests. It's not just a community resource for wildlife and recreation.
No. And there's some great examples of that. In St. John's Barrie, I was speaking with Matt Langless, another county forester, and he was telling me about a town forest that since 1967 has earned $54,000 from timber sales just from that. And this is a story that's repeated across the state.
So when you gather with other people who are involved in town forests and management, is that one of the questions? How do you balance the desires to have a sort of wild area or a forested area that people can use for recreation and that can be a habitat with something that can actually help provide income to the town?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the challenges that we all face. And the answers to how you strike that balance depends on what the needs are of the folks in the town and what the land can actually offer. You can imagine that there's one property that is really critical habitat for wildlife. And frankly, to have timber management or some kind of recreation out there just isn't compatible with that habitat. There may be another property where those two uses are totally compatible. And with the help of county foresters and other experts out there, folks in a town can figure out how to strike that balance within public property.
Is there a sense or a movement that towns might want to charge for recreational opportunities?
I haven't heard that. I think that there would be a lot of resistance because, frankly, there's a lot of investment into town forests. It costs a lot to own and acquire a town forest. It's taking money off the tax rolls. There's investments in maintenance of roads and things like that. There may be an argument for doing that, but at this point, I haven't seen that happening.
So mostly that funding is coming out of town taxes anyway?
Yeah. And in some cases, the proceeds from a timber sale might be turned around and help repair roads or purchase kiosks or things like that.
So why should a town invest all of that money to acquire land and have a town forest? I mean, why not leave it up to private landowners to decide whether they want to open up their land for recreational opportunities? Or, you know, what's the value to the town of having this if it costs them money?
I think a great example for that would be the Canaan Town Forest, or what's called the Tillotson Town or Community Forest in Canaan, Vermont. And that property was recently acquired by the town. This is in the Northeast Kingdom, where the culture and the economy is defined by the forest. Yet there was not a property in that town that was publicly accessible and folks could connect with. And with the 424 acres that they developed that town forest with, it's now an outdoor school, outdoor classroom for the high school there. And that town forest is going to be a great opportunity for the students there to connect with the culture and grow in their community. And it might be an opportunity that they otherwise wouldn't have.
I'm talking with Keith Thompson. He's the Chittenden County Forester, and we're learning a little bit more about town forests today, how they're acquired, what they're used for, and what the issues are for towns that have these forest lands and they're trying to balance the cost and perhaps a revenue stream. So, you know, you just mentioned a town forest that was acquired by Canaan and that is being able to be used for a couple different purposes. When we got the press release about this summit coming up this weekend in Barrie for all these people who are invested in town forestry, it mentioned 125 town forests, but there's more than that if you're talking about town forest land. Can you explain this whole, you know, the numbers here? Because it looks like there's some gravel pits that fall under town forest land.
So a town forest was a designation that was a formal designation at one point, and that was because a town forest needed to be designated to receive some funds. But there's all these other municipal forests. And right now, I think that those labels are, and even a town forest label may be more useful as a description of the objectives of the town forest. There's conservation areas, there's school forests, there's town parks or recreational areas. And I think it's better to think about these as descriptions rather than a clear box that each one fits in.
Right, because one of the things is listed as perhaps a gravel pit listed under town forest land, which seems like an oxymoron to have a town forest gravel pit.
It can be confusing at times. I've got to work on figuring it out myself.
Well, what is it that you do? You're the Chittenden County Forester.
Yeah, so as the county forester, I work with the municipalities to help to manage their property. And that helping them out can look like visiting with volunteers of Conservation Commission who are looking to acquire property and ask about, you know, is this appropriate as a town forest, or actually doing management on the ground to do a timber sale, or talking with the public about why it's valuable to have a town forest.
And are you going to be in Barrie this weekend?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you guys get really rowdy? What goes on at a summit about town forests?
I think anything related to town forests is really exciting.
Well, that's Keith Thompson. He is the Chittenden County Forester, and he's been giving us some insight into how these local town forests are being used by various communities, what they're used for, and how towns are grappling with how to actually acquire, pay for, and use them. Keith, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Jane.